I'm okay with it now. You know, honestly, it came with a lot of shame for a long time. And I'm not sure why. It was just mostly in my head. But in 2005, I was pregnant with my daughter, and she's 14 now. And I was in a car accident, a hit and run. I was driving to a girlfriend's house, and a car hit me and drove off. And I was pretty badly injured, and I ended up going to the trauma room, and it was just this big mess. And then I end up having a high-risk pregnancy. And so my medical bills, and I was insured at the time, too. I had a policy through an employer. But this was back before, you know, we had like the ACA limits. And so I incurred these massive medical bills. And back then, you know, I'm a young pregnant woman. I have a job, but it's not paying me much. There's no way that I could pay these bills, but I'm trying and I'm trying. And then my daughter was born toward the end of 2005. And I had continuous medical issues from that accident. So over 2 years, I was just incurring this medical debt. And
welcome to the Rockstars Rocking Podcast, powered by Voluntary Disruption, a show dedicated to people who are crushing their business and life goals. These are bite-sized conversations with leading rock stars in their respective industry who are pumped to share their story to help drive you to the next level. So, are you ready to rock? Speaking of rock stars, here's your host, Eric Silverman.
Hey, social friends, welcome back to another episode of Rockstars Rockin'. That is, you should know by now, hashtag for Rockstars Rockin'. And boy, do I have a rock star guest with me today. She is absolutely incredible. She's fiery. She is the amazing Emma Fox. Welcome, Emma Fox.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you coming on and chatting with me for a few minutes. So for those of you that don't know Emma, and come on, everybody knows Emma, but if by any chance you've been living under a rock and you don't know Emma, shame on you. Let me introduce you properly. Emma is the COO of ePowered Benefits, a national employee benefits consultancy agency, firm, brokerage, advisory, whatever you want to call it. They are coast to coast, baby. They are in Oregon, they're in North Carolina, and all points in between. She is also the owner of a new consulting firm called Signal Consulting. She is the founder and, to me, chief executive of leadership at Empowered Leadership Community, the Empowered Leadership Community. And she is co-host of the now famous, soon to be infamous, Coffee Break with her partner, David Contorno. And by the way, she is the CEO of The Household. She is a mom of two kids, two awesome rock star kids I get to see on Instagram and Snapchat stories all the time. So Emma, let me dive right in if you don't mind. Couple things. One, can you talk about, I want to go right to Empowered Leadership Community and the Coffee Breaks and how they intertwine and where your passion lies for really reaching out and helping people.
Yeah, sure. Oh my God, that introduction was stellar. Holy moly. Empowered Leadership. So it actually started because I was at a conference. I've told this story before, but I was at a conference a couple of Februarys ago. And, you know, in our industry, there's all these like clubs, right? There's a lot of associations, organizations.
Clicks. It's like high school clicks.
Yes, there's clicks. And I remember talking to one of the heads of one of the very popular cliques and saying to that person, what do I have to do to get into this, you know, elite group? And his response was, you got to have a C in your title and a big paycheck. And I was so put off by it. I was like, oh, and it stuck with me. And I thought, why do we have to do that in order to come together as a group? Why can't we just come together, find our little corner of the market, our little community, and without selling anything, without advertising anything, without expecting something in return? And the second part of that was at that same conference, there was a lot of tracks that were for women only. And I'm a woman, I am like girl power everything. But what really bothered me about it was that it excluded men. And I feel like we're sometimes as women, we're kind of doing the same thing that we accuse men of doing to us, right? We're like, you're excluding us, and therefore we're going to go off on our own and exclude you. So Empowered Community was born really out of me being slightly miffed at my experience there and deciding that we don't need to have titles. In fact, leadership doesn't require a title. A lot of our leaders are in the support positions or admin positions. Like, I would be nowhere without my account managers and my admin support people. And I really wanted to highlight them. So I just built this community on LinkedIn, and now it's a much larger mentorship program. And we bring people together and we highlight the ways that we've failed, because we know that that's the way to success. We all have to mess up to be good at something eventually.
Absolutely. Well, boy, I can tell you what, I failed more times than I care to admit. But as you know, I admit them all the time. I don't mind sharing it. Heck, I failed earlier today trying to get this recorded. You know that. Darn Apple computers. I love that. And I love seeing the Empowered Leadership community grow. I love being part of everything that you guys are doing, particularly what you're doing with that. And I think it's meaningful. And you know what I like the most is what you just said. And please, I hope nobody sends me hate mail, but I agree with what you said in that I think a lot of times our society, we're leaning more toward helping women, and I'm all for it. You know me, but then all of a sudden you're alienating men. Like, again, why can't, to me, I just want it equal. I'm a father of a strong daughter. She's 11 and a half years old. My wife is stronger than, my God, she'd beat me up, I promise. Mentally, physically, you name it. And I don't want it to be one side or the other. I just want it to be equal. I want my daughter to have a fair chance at anything she wants to do in life. And you get the point. So I totally agree with what you just said.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you do. And I hope you don't get hate mail for it, because the point really is to support inclusion for everybody, you know. Right. And it's when the community was founded, we very quickly realized that this is not specific to women. It's it's people of color. It's people who are young in the industry that come in. Everyone has some little setback due to something, right? And so the community ended up growing, not just as something that supports women and helps them find and step into their power, but young agents who are just coming into the industry, or even older agents who are trying to keep up with the younger ones, right? We have these little groups that are being held back. And so the point is just like, let's just stop this. Let's just talk to each other, hang out, exchange ideas, no pressure. And it's been fantastic. We have a team of mentors, and you're going to be one of them. There's no sales here. You don't have to pay for a membership. You just join in. That's it.
That's right. No, and I love that. So look, switching gears, you know, you shared something with me the other day that really struck a chord in me. And I certainly never knew about you. I know, obviously, as human beings, we all have ups and downs in life, both personal and business and all points in between. But you had told me how, you know, as benefit advisors, both you and I, in different areas of benefits, but both advisors, we both talk about with our clients, our C-suite, our human resource professionals that we interact with, we talk about how the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States is medical debt, and that the average person filing medical bankruptcy goes bankrupt and they already have health insurance, right? They have health insurance. A lot of them have a full-time job. They're living what I would call the quintessential American dream: white picket fence, two cars, couple kids, nice house. They're doing everything right. They're, you know, I'd say they're playing by the rules. They're rule-playing Americans, and yet they get hurt or sick by accident or by illness. Something just happens, and they are literally one accident or illness away from losing everything under the sun they've ever worked for in their entire life. And we talk about that so passionately with employer groups and so on. And I've been talking about that just like you since the mid-2000s. Here we are in 2020 and beyond, and it's still an epidemic. And then I've known you for a while. I never knew that you personally filed bankruptcy medically related. If you don't mind, can you share that story? Because that I just talk about it. You lived it, and you can really have passion when you're explaining that to employer groups.
Yeah, I don't tell a lot of people. So I think it's only really been published one single time,
anybody.
Because nobody except the entire audience. I'm okay with it now. You know, honestly, it came with a lot of shame for a long time. And I'm not sure why. It was just mostly in my head. But in 2005, I was pregnant with my daughter, and she's 14 now. And I was in a car accident, a hit and run. I was driving to a girlfriend's house, and a car hit me and drove off. And I was pretty badly injured, and I ended up going to the trauma room, and it was just this big mess. And then I end up having a high-risk pregnancy. And so my medical bills, and I was insured at the time, too. I had a policy through an employer. But this was back before, you know, we had like the ACA limits. And so I incurred this massive medical bills. And back then, you know, I'm a young pregnant woman. I have a job, but it's not paying me much. There's no way that I could pay these bills, but I'm trying and I'm trying. And then my daughter was born toward the end of 2005. And I had continuous medical issues from that accident. So over 2 years, I was just incurring this medical debt. And it partly due to my stubbornness, you know, I tried really, really hard to catch up from it. I tried making payments, and you know, you got the hospital bill and the surgery bill and the doctor bill and all the follow-up care and then the pregnancy bill. And it just hammers down on people. And you've got so much to juggle, so many like $50 here, $20 here, and calling this hospital, I can pay you this and I can pay you this. It adds up. And then you start gaining interest. And now you're deciding, do I pay the hospital payment this month or do I pay my groceries? Do I buy my daughter diapers or do I, you know, and it just became this immense amount of pressure. And even as my career grew and I came into what most people would perceive as wealth, which really was what you said, two cars, a nice house, a couple of kids, right? Middle class, even in that position, I was still having to make those decisions over and over again, because every year that interest mounts up, the collection agencies start calling. And it took me, mostly due to my pride, and the fact that I didn't have a community around me to tell me it's okay, like it's all right, we'll help you through this. But it took me until 2017 before I finally said, I just can't do it anymore. Like, I'm never going to get out from under this one event that happened to me in 2005. And I filed bankruptcy, and it was devastating because, you know, I'm not a late payer. My credit was fantastic. And the minute that I filed bankruptcy, I mean, everything, I just watched those spikes go down, right? And my credit tanked well under 400. And so for 3 years, people have seen me in the spotlight, and I'm out and I'm doing a great job and I'm working for a consulting firm. And what they don't know is that I'm now trying to rebuild my entire life as a result of a medical debt that happened to me years and years and years ago. And the reason I want to start talking about it is because it happens to everybody, anybody. You don't have to be poor. You don't have to be from the wrong side of the track. Just right. One event, one medical event can financially devastate anybody. And I want people to know that, because I want them to know that my work comes from a place of being able to relate and a place of passion. I'm not just out here saying, you know, here's a statistic for you. I'm out here saying, like, I know the pain because I've been clawing for 3 years to get my life back on track as a result of this very thing.
Yeah. I mean, well, first off, thank you for sharing that. It's personal, but you know, it's so very true, and I'm proud of you for bringing it up and being open with it. You know, I mean, at the end of the day, what you're speaking of transcends all barriers. You're right. I mean, you don't have to be rich or poor to file bankruptcy, and we're not taught, and guys, for those listening, I hope you caught that. We're not talking about, you know, somebody who's, you know, plagued by credit card debt, somebody who's shopping at Nordstrom when they should be shopping at Walmart. No disrespect, I like Walmart. So just before you send hate mail on that. But we're not talking about somebody buying flat screen TVs when they should be buying used black and whites, or Lexus when they should be buying an old Chevy. I like Chevy too. My point is, we're talking about someone who it happened, snap of a finger, an accident happened and it took everything away. Credit score going from the 700s to the 300s, and it happens in a blink of an eye. You don't even realize it. And, you know, and Emma, right? You and I do fairly well. Imagine the rest of the population, right? The large, massive population, the percentage of the world that, let alone the world, our nation, that don't have funds and resources and things to fall back on. That's what you and I know we speak with so much passion about when we're talking to our employer group clients and prospects, and even the broker community that we share insight with on a daily basis, right? We try to make sure they understand it's bigger than just themselves, just as much as it's bigger than just us. So yeah, I
agree.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited that you shared that, and I'm happy to see you back on track. Is the credit still in the 300s?
No. Okay, in fact, good. Something really exciting just happened to me. I got a car loan, right? Because I've been avoiding anything that's right. going to do anything to my credit. Because when you're recovering from something like that, you can't even get like a $5 credit at the convenience store. Right. You're right. done for, right, for a while. And so it has been a lot of hard work, and it has really brought me a sense of humility that I don't know that I would have had before. Especially when I'm out speaking to employees that I know make a lot less than the average consultant, which is what I do, right? But I finally have my credit pulled for a car loan and got it right back up to where it was before. But it's not an easy path. I mean, it literally derails your life for years at a time. I mean, you've got all that time trying to get over it, and then when you're finally like, I can't do this anymore. And I want people to know that it impacts everyone. It impacts your family, your kids, your home, your cars, like everything, just from one car accident. That's it. Just one.
Well, the good news for you, obviously, is you've recovered and you're still recovering, but the good news for society is, guys, there is a better way. Employer groups, employees, understand there is a better way, both in plan design and structure of medical plans and enhanced benefits and all points in between. So if your current advisor or broker, or if you're an employee and your current employer isn't giving you a better path, push the envelope. I promise it's well worth it for you to do that. You owe it to yourself and your family to push the envelope and ask questions, so you're never a victim of the Harvard University medical bankruptcy study. Emma Fox, before we go, how can folks reach you, my dear?
Oh, probably on LinkedIn is the best. I think I'm the only Emma Fox out there. Probably not, but certainly the only one in the insurance industry that I know of. So if you look me up on LinkedIn, you can find me through all kinds of channels.
Okay. And real quick, what's your websites?
So epoweredbenefits.com for our consulting firm, Signal Health Consulting for the sister company, and then empowered-community.com is where we put all of our leadership features. And if you would like to be featured, you can reach me through that channel as well. And we're happy to feature all kinds of leaders from all kinds of backgrounds, just as long as you're willing to share what you failed at most in life.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, you've said it all. I appreciate it. There's not much left we can talk about, and we're out of time. So with that, if anybody has any questions, comments, thoughts, ideas, good mail, hate mail, anything in between mail, feel free to share. Use the comment section that's going to be somewhere around our heads. I don't know. It depends on the platform you're watching this on, or if you're listening on iTunes or Spotify or what have you. I encourage you to let us know if you have questions. And guys, as I always say, right? As I always say, don't just have a great day. Make it a great day. Because you know we will.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the Rock Stars Rocking Podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you consume podcasts. And if you feel so inclined, please leave us a review. 5 stars would totally rock. Until next time, Rock Stars, keep rocking.